This is Table Talk with Wemimo Adewunmi. A very good morning to you, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewunmi. I hope you had a good weekend. I had a splendid weekend, but I'm still not in a very good mood this morning. I'm going to find out why very soon. I promised you last week that throughout December, Table Talk will focus on issues around men. So I would be speaking to men on the show today. So come closer if you're male. I'm here for you today. Before we go on to our main dish, as you know, if you're not a first time on the show, we have two parts. The first part is the appetizer. And that's where I give you a sneak peek into how my weekend was or anything, just gist. We don't get to converse about this. Just give you some gist and then we'll move on to the main dish. So let's start right away. This is Table Talk. Welcome. All right, welcome to the show again. Here's an appetizer on Table Talk. Now, so what was the biggest thing as well? Of course, we're 2 weeks away from our dinner. I have a date with you. I'm excited about that one. Yeah, I have a date with you on the 19th of December. It's a dinner. It's not lunch. It's dinner. Yeah, well, but we'll start about from 2 till 8 p.m. So all of you who have registered, go get your dinner where it's a black tie event. I'm shouting now, so don't show up at BWC, looking, wearing t-shirt and jeans. I will bounce you. I will be the bouncer myself. You have to dress up, okay? You've worked hard this year. You've done so much for yourself. Treat yourself nicely. But this is not just you eating food. Yeah, you're going to have a three-course buffet meal. That means you're going to serve yourself. But beyond that, we're having sessions that would help you make crucial decisions in 2022. Decisions around where you should put your money, how to manage your money, no matter how much income you earn, where to invest, where to put your money. There are also special investment opportunities that will be shared with you there that day. Also, importantly, we have a sex therapist who's a doctor, yeah, who'll be coming there to give you tips to make you or to spice up things, if you get what I mean. Yeah, so all of that will be coming up. So it's strictly rated 18. Uh-huh. The event is strictly rated 18. Oh, uh-huh. But for those of you who have children, I have an offer from a nanny who has offered to set up a creche for babies at a corner there for a fee. So if you want to come and you have children, talk to me on social media. Or if you want to register, yes, registration is still on. You can talk to me on social media at Wemimo Sport. Or you just search for Wemimo Adewunmi and you'll find me. Wemimo Sport is Wemimo S-P-O-T. Not Sport, so S-P-O-T, Sport. All right, on Facebook, on Instagram, on wherever, you'll find me there and talk to me, all right? Now, let's go on to the main dish on the show right now.
Now, to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
Yeah. Here we come. Like I told you, I'm not particularly in a very good mood. I'm excited about the dinner, but more importantly, the death of Sylvester Omorone, which, of course, the conversation started on the Morning Crossfire today. But I'd like to look at another part of this conversation. So for now, we're not certain the cause of the death of Sylvester, because, of course, investigations are still ongoing. So I'll leave that for now. But I want to talk generally about bullying and violence. And this morning, we're drawing a link between bullying as a child. If you were bullied as a child, or if you were a bully as a child, and the kind of adult you are today. So I wanted to call me men, and here we're tracing a link between bullying as a child and sexual-based or gender-based violence. Yes, sexual and gender-based violence. So you find men who, at the slightest provocation, which could include the rice not having enough salt, or which could include you bringing the eba without the water to wash the hand, can throw the soup in your face. They can hit you. They can slap you. Because look around us. We are taught violence. Even as children, we are taught violence. We imbibed violence. Today, I'm focusing on the men. I'm looking at gender-based violence. I'm not talking about Sylvester particularly right now. You've done that on 8 to 9 a.m. I want to talk about the link between bullying and gender and sexual-based violence. If you've been assaulted, if you were bullied as a child, as a young boy, remember I'm talking to boys today, or men rather, if you were bullied as a boy, you can share your experience with me as summarily as possible. That is, how are you right now? Are you a grown-up bully now? You know, you can do yourself a favor and be sincere with yourself. You can stay anonymous if you want, but let's draw the link. Do you see the things that happened to you as a child playing out in your adult life today? Were you bullied as a child? Are you still very shy and lacking in confidence today? Or were you a bully as a child? Why were you a bully? What were the things that spurred you on? I want to speak to the adults that were either bullies or that were bullied as children. I hope you understand. So if you call me, you're talking about something else, I'll cut you off. That's why I'm spending my time explaining. Today, I'm talking to people who were bullied when they were younger or who bullied people when they were younger. I want you to tell me what your life is like right now. Are you still a bully or are you now gentle? What changed? Do you get the point? I hope you did. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, what would female callers be telling me today? Oh, no, let's wait on the female lines. Unless you have a husband who is violent, if you know his history, was he bullied as a child? That's why you can call me if you're female. But today I'm talking to the men. In fact, throughout December, I have a deal with the men, okay? All right, welcome to the show. Let's get started. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, ma. Good morning.
Good morning. You can stay anonymous if you want, but go ahead.
Yes, ma. I was very, very bullied when I was a kid. Yeah, and because my dad is kind of person that very kind of disciplined. If he said, don't do this, if you try it, it's very tough. But my mom is very gentle. Yes. And now, I try to work on myself. If you're around me, if you do something that is not good, I get provoked. You understand, ma?
Yeah.
If you do anything that is not good at all, no matter your position, no matter your age, I can handle you. I learned that from my dad.
So now do you hit people?
Not at all. But I normally react. But I went to counseling. They now advise me that if I'm hot, I should start counting from one to six.
Yeah.
Before I reach six, I'll calm down. Like now, if you say something that is not good.
Yeah.
If I want to hit you or do something like that, before I start counting from one to six, I'll get calm.
So you went for therapy.
Exactly.
Because you had a bad temper.
Exactly.
Because you were bullied as a child.
Exactly, ma. Like my senior brother, up to now, is very, like, hot.
Very violent, too.
Very violent. And when I get to my senior sisters, all the kids, I relate with them. Even if they do something that is not good, I understand that. Try to relate with them gently.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate your thought. And that's exactly why I'm here. You know, I slept over yesterday and I said, no, there is a link between being bullied as a child and the violence that we see in marriages and relationships, even on the street, the way you drive. Don't you notice there's something wrong with the way you drive? The way you drive as if you're at war with every other person, you don't think there's something wrong with that? You don't think there's something wrong with how you grew up being taught violence? I like that my very first caller today said he went for therapy and now he's learned to manage his temper. But we still have tempers flying around all over the place and I'm worried. Sorry about that. Please try again if you can. Good morning. Hello. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You're welcome.
I was a late weekend.
That's okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm so much excited to have your voice this morning. My name is Azudika. I'm calling from Oloshodi.
Welcome. Were you bullied as a child or were you a bully?
No, I'm not a bully, but I was bullied as a child.
By who?
Because by my in-law. Then, because of when my father took me to my to her sister, for me to stay with my sister.
Mm.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
So whenever that I did something that is not good, my sister will go and report me to my in-law.
Mm.
Then my in-law will not be flogging me. Sometimes he may nail me down and carry one block and keep on my hand so that I should stay there for 1 hour.
Hmm. How old were you then?
Then I were, let me say, 10 years.
Ha.
So when I stay, if I carry one block, and if I could not be able to carry it along, I will just leave the block. The block will just fail, and the man will start flogging me. So why did I push block, leg the block?
Why did you break the block? So right now, as an adult, are you a bully? Or do you lack confidence? What is it like for you now as a grown up?
The only thing that is that, you know, that everybody has his own character. Me, I don't have a character of a bully.
Mm.
So when I see all those things, I see it as due to my father and my mother, maybe they are not around.
Mm.
That is why he's using that opportunity to punish me because I'm not his type.
So but right now, I'm talking about you as a grown-up now. What is your life like? Are you a confident adult? Do you lack confidence? Are you a bully? What's your life like right now?
Like what you say, I'm a very confident guy. I'm not a bully guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't punish person with a bad this thing.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me go on to Skype. If you're outside Nigeria, you can join us on Skype. Shim Olainka. Give me a minute. Let me sort this thing speaking back at me here. All right. Shion, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Shion. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Quite an interesting conversation this morning.
Thank you.
So, about myself, growing up, I was actually bullied in school. I didn't go to a boarding school anyways, but I was bullied.
By whom? By whom?
By colleagues, friends, and, you know,
okay.
Just friends in school, my schoolmate.
Mm.
So which sort of brought this kind of low self-esteem, right? Mm. Because it didn't make me, aggressive, no. But actually it had a psychological effect on me, on my esteem, which I had to work on growing up, right? So it gave me a very low self-esteem about myself. I was not confident, you know, because I felt those people bullying me were more... articulate, where they were more intelligent, they were sharper, and you know, they had everything going, you know.
Yeah.
And also maybe during secondary school days, they were more attracted, the girls were attracted to them, you know.
Yeah.
Which acted on my confidence, you know.
So how did you work on this? What did you do?
I didn't go for any therapy.
Mm.
I just had to, you know, there's a thing about growing up and seeing life in different angles, and also when I started putting in effort and success, you know, career-wise, and I saw that, I had some content in me. So I had to just work on myself personally, which sometimes does not work for some people. And I really appreciate the first caller. I think it was the first caller that said he went for therapy.
Absolutely.
Which also is a very good culture.
Thank you very much for calling me. Thank you for sharing your story with me also, Shem. I appreciate that. I'm back on the phone lines. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Adi Badogun.
Your radio has to be off. You know that as a rule, right?
Yeah, it is off.
Thank you very much. You can stay anonymous or tell me your name.
Yeah, I was really at the start, you know, by my stepdad.
By your stepdad?
Yeah, also by my mom as well.
Wait, you were bullied by your stepdad and your mom?
And my mom, you know.
Oh,
then,
dear.
You know, I was even thinking, I actually poisoned myself then, but I didn't die.
You did what?
I actually drank my dad then, so I didn't die.
Oh, my goodness. How old were you then?
Actually, within the age of 14, 15, when I got to drink and something like that.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry about that. So how has this affected your adult life? I believe you're an adult now, right?
Yeah, I was, you know, when I actually grew up, I was way, way, way stronger, you know, and I make some decisions now, you know, that will actually benefit my future now. You know? I made a promise, you know, not to ever divorce or leave my wife. That's my decision now.
Mm.
I, you know, the woman I married, I told her, you know, if you are not ready to stay with me for life, you know, don't let us go on this journey together.
Mm.
Don't let us go, because I can't I can't afford another man to now cheat my child.
I get you.
It's kind of likely not to play, you know, big other things, you know, play football and the rest like that.
Yeah.
I was totally denied of all this, you know, all this enjoyment and the truth. Any moment I tried to go to the other school to play, you know, my stepdad would have been waiting for me inside the parlor. I mean, by the time I arrived back, he started teaching me. There was actually a time, you know, when I was young, you know, I'm just scared that that is competitive, you know.
Yeah.
When you're in class, I'm always the best male type in my department, in my class. When I got to SS1, I was so drawn back. This is the fact that I keep thinking, is this my mom? Is she my mom? Why is she doing this to me? Why would she allow another man to now treat me like this? You know, I was thinking about his commitment to them. My classmates, then, you know, I would rather lie to them. You know, there was a time the man actually hit me with his shoe while he's beating me, and my nose swelled up. I think my classmates, I tear down from his head.
So sorry about that.
I'm way stronger now.
I'm glad to hear that. You know? Yeah. Thank you very much. And I'm glad about the decisions you made to instead of having bitterness in your heart, you decided to make it work, to look for someone that will stay with you for the long haul so that you can raise your children properly. I really like that. I like the stories I hear this morning, especially for those men who deliberately worked on this. You understood the problem, you worked on it. But a lot of people are not working on their tempers. Their tempers are bad, you know, but they're not working on it. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, okay, welcome, Jeff.
Calling from Mogba. Yes, about bullying.
Yes.
I was actually bullied when I was in my secondary school. You see, we have this particular guy in the school who claims to be a hero. And in my class also, he was in my class. And at this time, anytime my daddy gives me money to take to school, because if my daddy do give me money, he was then a captain in Nigerian Army. So my wants to keep, I have friends, I buy things for them and all those whatnot. So he will come and tell me, look, let me have the money. Otherwise, I'll beat you after closing out. Amen. I start shivering as if this guy is going to kill me. What I do is, each time I come into school, I'll share the money into two. Take your own so that I don't get beaten.
Wow, you will give him a part.
Honestly, just take your money so that I don't get beaten. And, you know, the threat was much that I had to tell my daddy. My daddy said, look, you're a barrack boy. You're a son of a captain. Face this guy. This guy can't beat you. Today, I'm giving you even enough money. Don't give this guy 1 naira. Face him. I won't come to the school because I think he's your mate. He's only bigger than you when you talk about stature. I know you are gentle, but you can beat him. Try it and see. I summoned courage. When I got to school, that day he threatened and I said, 1 naira I'm not going to give you today. That beating, you beat me today. I even told my daddy said, you should beat me. So when we closed, the guy came to me, pushed me. Looked at me, pushed me again. And the next thing I did was a big blow on his face. I rushed him down. I beat the hell out of him. The next day we got to school. I said, let me have all my money I gave you. People started hailing me. You know, I started collecting my money back from him.
That's cool.
So bullying, at times we need to summon courage. But when it becomes too much on you, just like what happened, definitely you have no choice. And that's what we have all around us today.
And you see, what the luck you had is that you spoke out. You told your dad that gave you confidence to do it. Thank you very much for sharing. It was hilarious, but it was a good story. Especially for people who are listening. Now, I'm going to share with you a quick story about when one of my sons was bullied in school. Now, was I bullied as a child? You tell me, what do you think? You think I'm someone that could have been bullied? No. My mouth was very sharp and I could stand up to anybody. So no, I wasn't bullied. And no, I didn't bully anyone. But one of my sons came home one day and said, I don't want to go to school anymore. Like, really? Why? And then he gave me tales about two of his classmates, because he was the youngest in his class, two of his classmates who were always picking on him, sticking out their legs in the way when he's passing. Once the teacher is out of the class, taking his pen and, you know, hitting him and whatever, hitting his head on the desk. I'm like, really? All of that's been happening? Fantastic. You know, the first time you told me about someone bullying him, I said, when you get to school, once a person hits you, I give you the permission. Hit him back very hard. And then go and report yourself to your teacher and said, this person hit me. My mom said, as you hit back and I hit back, let your teacher call me. But the day he came back and he had a mark on the front of his head because one of the classmates hit his head on the desk. You know, what do you think I did? Of course, I called the school immediately and told them I was showing up the next day. Nobody was going to bully my child. Nobody, not a teacher, not a principal, not a student is going to bully my child, you know. So we handled everything. But I realized that there's a link between the things that happen, you know, when you were a child, especially if you were unprotected, if there was nobody to stand up for you, you know, and the kind of adult that you now become. So that's what I'm tracing out this morning. Were you bullied as a child? What's your temper like right now? We're looking at sexual and gender-based violence. These violent men, where did they get the violence from? Where did you get it from? Good morning, hello.
Yes, I was
Yes, sir.
Good morning. It's good morning. Koboko.
You're welcome.
May God bless you.
Bless you too.
I was bullied for 2 years when I was in class 1 to class 2. Hello?
I can hear you.
I was in the front of a 7 feet high man. He will slap me with his back from back. I cannot answer questions. I cannot express myself. I will reach out. My mom will ask me, you get what in the world, you're not going to talk. Are you hearing me? During the time of 1994, when if you want to sit down, your students will remove your chair. You will fall from with your head and with your waist on the ground. You understand me? This guy removed my chair. I carry my medulla blanket and knock for floor. Now the guy gone, they laugh. I didn't turn like this. I carry my bench chair, land for his head. The guy beat me, yo. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
I was not calling the class. May God help me, yo. May God help me. Everybody got away. Beat this guy. After 2 weeks, he come out from school.
You are always a clown.
Yes, he come out. But fortunately, when I entered SS1, to become a games prefect, I did not bully. But what I was doing is to teach junior social studies and government.
Very good. So now, as an adult, what is going on in your life? Are you a bully right now?
What is going on now is that if Okada scratch my motor, or if Kete scratch my motor, I will use my Koboko and flog them. I don't go tell you like.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I flog Okada and I scratch my motor because some of Okada cannot get patients.
But you know that is bullying, right? You know you are bullying them, right? But if you have insurance, if someone scratches your car, do you think you need to be violent because someone scratched your car?
Thank you. Mommy, I want you to advise Okada when no get sense when they scratch our motor.
No, I'm not talking to the Okada man right now. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to the Okada man right now. I'm talking to you. I'm saying that don't you know that you are being violent if you hit somebody on the road because they scratched you? That's violence.
Not every time they scratch my motor. Not every time I bully them. But any time they scratch, I go bully. I go flog them. I'm not going to tell you last. I'm not a pretender. I'm not a politician.
Thank you for calling me. Aburume is on the line, but I'm due for a break right now. Oh, dear. Aburume, hello.
Good morning, Wemi. How are you?
I'm going on a break. Do you want to hold on or you want to call me back?
No, let me just... the issue that...
No, I don't have time. That's the issue. I just didn't want to leave you on the line. I need to go out on a break right now. So please call me back. That's what I wanted to tell you. Okay, I'll be right back. Yeah, I have a lot to say to you, but let me go on this break, and when I return, we'll talk about it. Okay, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. The show is called Table Talk. We're breaking the tables today on the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Join me again after this.
This is Table Talk with Wemimo Adewuni.
Welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info, and the show is Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is a great day to have a conversation about the impact of bullying on your life as an adult. And I'm asking you questions. I'm speaking specifically to men. looking at issues around sexual and gender-based violence and how your upbringing or the things that affected you as a young child might have a strong influence on how you behave and the things you do today. So were you bullied as a child? Were you a bully? And what's your life like right now? Now, I'm going to start off by taking some comments online on Facebook and YouTube. We're there at Nigeria Info. You can find us there, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'd also take a look at WhatsApp. Sholari Bankole says, Comrade Koboko is a case study on his own. I always battle him. You do? Yeah, he's always quite hilarious. I'm on Facebook now, reading some comments from here. Sadiq Wahab says most people that develop the act of bullying is due to the fact that they yearn for love and couldn't find it. So where all the line they thought, maybe along the line they thought that being violent will get them the kind of attention they need. It says it could recommend some books to let people understand that the society made bullies. Shadrach Ede Obam on Facebook says, what is the need for telling you all this? I think he's talking to me. What do you intend to do with information? Oh, you mean, why am I asking? What? Is there any adult who has not experienced what you people term as bullying? The African way of discipline should be defined and separated from your modern English term, bully. And he has helped me to arrive at the bus stop that we would like to get to. Now, many of us, because we were wired that way, we believe that violence is a way to teach. Do I spank my children? Of course I do. But do I use a cane and whip a child? No. I have a cane, but it's up on the bookshelf. And my children know that anything that makes me climb whatever to fetch that cane, at least I'm going to get two or three each. But small, not as if you're beating a goat. No. And you must have done, maybe you told a lie, a blatant lie. I don't tolerate lies. That's the only reason I'll fetch a cane. You know, but many of us think that children need to go through some form of violence. And we believe that we're making them better persons. We want to make them tougher. Let them be bullied. Let them hit. If somebody beats you, let the children face hard times. Let them face hardship. Even if your child tells you he's being bullied or he or she is being bullied, you say, it will toughen you. You don't step in. You don't help them. So they learn also not to help other people. They learn to also, be like that. I'm going on to WhatsApp now. My name is Franklin. My dad was transferred from the east to the east from Lagos. So we had to relocate with him. The school I was enrolled in on my first day, a guy blocked me, cornered me, and brought out a gun and told me I will be giving him 50 naira every Monday. The following day, I went to school with a knife. I threatened him also. Since that day, he never crossed my path again. Oh my God, I don't even know what to say about that. I am from Lagos. Wamima was bullied very badly back in high school, even by my classmate. One time we were having an argument about sports at the hostel, and this classmate of mine got down from his bed and slapped me 3 times just for having a different angle. That's how bad things were for me. Today, my self-esteem is so battered that I'm always on the defensive when dealing with people. I'm terribly emotional and subjective in my decisions, even now as an adult. You see what I'm talking about? All right, let's see this one. You want to share a bullying story, but better if you had typed it out. I can't read all of these things. My name is Folake. Being married to a man who has been used to having his way since childhood, it was a bully. I have experienced a form of bullying, although most times verbally. He develops a temper once he doesn't have his way. 1999, I was a junior in Nigerian Navy Secondary School, Lagos. I got beaten by a senior and fainted. My face was disfigured and I lost my left eye. My goodness. Spent 3 months in the hospital. Oh my goodness. They couldn't expel the senior because his father was a rear admiral. Good morning. Yeah, of course, I will read it out. My life has been horrible ever since my younger age, from 11. I got bullied in my primary and secondary school because of my mom's health issues. She has mental health issues. They said it happened to her from abroad. Then the students used to bully me to the extent that I didn't feel comfortable and I felt unsafe. But teachers helped me out by punishing those found in such act. It really affected me both positively and negatively. It makes me weak, quite always alone with my thoughts. But it also helps me to work harder and be successful and be of help to people of such background. Thank you very much for sharing your story with me. This is Ike from Shagamu. This message is very long. This is a very important topic. What shapes our adulthood? I could remember how seriously I was bullied by my uncle's wife. This bullying got so serious that I had to run away from the house to my parents' house. And still, she called my dad to lie against me. I must say that my childhood was full of bullying. Since I became independent, I cried to God to take away every memory of all that I had gone through and replace it with a good and kind heart. I must say that God has been faithful. I've never bullied anyone. I strongly discourage any act of bullying from anyone around me. Every man is acting based on his or her childhood upbringing without some of them knowing. Exactly. That's the essence of this show. Bullying kills self-esteem, misshapes ideology of living. This is from Ike. Thank you very much, Ike. You get the point. Hello, beautiful lady. Oh, yeah, I'm a beautiful lady. I know, right? Says, you didn't tell me your name, though. You said when you were in school, you were raped by a guy. I'm so sorry about that. And tell me about bullying. Tell me about bullying. I'm really sorry about that. We had a guy. Which of these messages you want me to read? I had this guy during my primary school days who was a bully. He learned it from his father, who was also a bully. The father later became a state chairman of a political party, and everyone in the community became careful of himself and his family. One day, the bully's son beat up a small girl, and the elder brother of the girl came and beat him up. Then the politician father came with his people, and the entire community came out for them. And since then, their craze don't cure. Well, bullying is a social crime. It's not only disorientates the victim and rearranging this for you. It creates this belief, fear, inferiority sense in the victim. Dia Williams, absolutely correct. Okay, let me go back to the phone lines for a bit. And while a lot of you would like to glamorize the fact that, oh, we are an African society, it's good to be tough on the children. What you are doing is you are breaking their innocent spirit and you are teaching them violence. So the next time, before you raise your hand and slap your child, think about it. Is it sure necessary? Is it necessary? Yeah, there are times where I've also spanked a child and then I thought, sometimes I spank one of my children and they start crying. Why are they crying? They tell me, you hit me hard. Because according to them, what they did not worth that amount of boom or your bomb. And I apologize and give them a hug. Because I teach them to keep their hands to themselves, I must also do the same. I know a lot of us, we're not taught to be like that. But if you want your children to be better, you have to be better first. You have to be a better father. You can't be a bully. You can't be a bully. I'm back on the phone lines. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, mother.
Good morning, sir. What's your name? Or do you want to stay anonymous?
Yes, anyone.
Yeah, it's your choice. Oh, okay. Welcome, Idom.
Yes. I was bullied by my elder brother when I was living with my elder brother. Then, it got to the point that even the school that they sent me to, I look at it as to the point that this man, if I should continue to live with this man, I don't even understand him. If he's truly my real brother, my biological brother. In fact, I burned off all the certificate that I went to school while I was with him.
What?
And then, just wait. So the matter came one day, just ordinarily watching television. He came back and began to give a health of on me. And I thought, this kind of thing, is it because of television? And I now voice it out. That I'm not sure you are my real brother. Because there's nothing that I would do that would please this man. There's nothing that I would help you, man. And actually, I'm not sure that you are my real brother. Say what? Later, this thing also came into his senses. He later called me back, like kind of meeting. He said, can you repeat what you were saying last time? I still repeat it. I said, the way you treat me in your house, I'm not sure that you are my real brother. And that is when he began to correct himself. He began to correct himself.
I'm glad when that he finally came to his senses.
When I returned back to my mother, back to Calabar, that was when I was living with him in Lagos. I returned back to my mother in Calabar. And that was the time that he said was planning to get married. He still called me back because we are just two of us, two men and two sisters, two women. He called me back to stay with him again. I stayed with him, but I was not comfortable because this thing started by, let me just say, it started by our father.
Oh, yeah.
Because our father was that kind of harsh person, the kind of bully type. You understand?
Well, your brother, did he bully his wife and children also?
No.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much for sharing with me. My time's almost up. Let me see if I can squeeze in one more very quickly. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Or you can say anonymous, but please make it quick for me.
I'm talking to my own brother. Yesterday, we were discussing about this director issue. He not opened up and told us what happened to him while he was in the body, when he was in GS1.
No. Okay, all right. I'm listening.
Yes, when he was in GS1. So his senior was actually bullying him, actually trying to make him, you know, become a homosexual or some sort. So, and he was not accepting it. So I think after GS1, he refused to go back. We're not wondering, why would this boy just refuse to want to go back? All the things they bought for him to go to, you know, boarding, then we didn't go back to take back anything. He just stayed back in Lagos. So, I don't know, you can also discuss about a gay practice in boarding.
Oh, several things. Several things. Thank you very much. My time's almost up. But a lot of things going on, not just in boarding schools, by the way, even in day schools, in primary schools, in junior secondary schools, the most despicable things going on there. But that's not even the focus today. We will have another time for that. But I sincerely have to go. I hope that I've been able to open your eyes to go think about the things that you're doing now and possibly trace them to the things that happened to you in the past. And as much as possible, please try to get help. That's the show, Nigeria. I'm leaving you right now. I'll be back with you on Friday morning from 5 to 10 a.m. If you haven't registered for Adina, you're on your own, but you can talk to me on social media at Wemimo Sports to get to pay and to also register. The techers are coming in at 10 and much more throughout the day. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. I'll see you again later. Bye now.